Thank you, Jesus. Look at somebody and say, you are a chosen people. Look at somebody and tell them, you are a chosen people. You are part of something that God is going to do something with in this hour. I declare that the hour of his demonstration is not over. I can't believe that God just may have saved the best wine for last. All these things, I guess we're both going to have a whole package of batteries up here. Amen. Do we have any in the house? Any 9-volt batteries? Praise the Lord. Tons. We might need tons. And these batteries. Strange things happen whenever you're trying to get something out of God's heaven. How many know that tonight? I've been in services to work. See, like the best services, they don't show up on the tape. Nothing wrong with the tape, nothing wrong with the equipment. Amen. How many believe today, if we're going to accept that we're a people that's been chosen to receive something by the hand of God, how many believe that there's an element of opposition today, as in every generation, that is there to withstand the movement of God's Spirit? How many believe that today? Amen. Jesus said from the time of John the Baptist, amen, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. Amen. And the violent are going to take it by what? By force. So you're going to have to force your way into some things with God. Amen. And be a little bit smarter than the opposition. And maybe God make you be a little bit smarter than opposition. But let me know that there is an opposing element. Amen. If there's a true word of God today, if there's a true movement of His Spirit, then how many know that there's also another Spirit that's going to hinder the movement of God's Word? Amen. And where does it show up? It shows up, my God, draining brand new batteries that you took out of the package, 2 or 3 at a time. Keep those on the hold if you've got them. And I've been in services where the Word, 2 brand new batteries just burn out within about 5 minutes. How many know that that's not normal? Amen. And I'm not giving any glory to anything, because if that's all, come on. If that's all that circuit can do is burn out the batteries, baby, let me tell you something. We've got to continue on today. And there's an opposing, come on. I said there's something that God's going to raise up today that's going to oppose what opposes His people. And how many believe God's going to put it underfoot tonight? How many put it out tonight? There's some stopping in here last week. A lot of God, we had to bring a bunch of tambourines, some rockets, trash can lid or something. And I don't know why this thing's acting up tonight. But we're in a room that's big enough. If the whole thing shuts down, we'll get a toilet paper tube. We'll get the message in your ear tonight. Can we believe that? And amen. This place, you know, this place wasn't what it's in the cat. Have you believed today that you are what the God has set aside? I said, God has set aside and may be dealing with you about coming out. Come on. From an old thing. And progressing with God. Everybody, that God has something that you've never seen before. Come on. The Bible says that, come on, it's not entered into the heart of man. It's beyond anything that you can, come on, that you can conceive with your finite gray matter. That there's something. I said there's something that God's going to mark upon somebody's life today. Come on. That's going to cause them to come into something. Amen. That others are talking about. And others are shouting about. And people are writing books about. But where is that generation today to whom God has set His hand upon that generation? He's going to call them out. I'm going to help you tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. If there's, come on, if many are called, where are those today that are
chosen?
And where were they chosen? Somebody tell me. Were they chosen out of the lineup? Were they chosen out of the lineup down at the Baptist church? Come on, not picking on the Baptist night. Were they, come on, were they chosen out of the lineup down at the Pentecostal assembly? Where were they chosen? Somebody tell me, where were they chosen? Where were they chosen from? Come on, somebody said, out of the world. Well, there's more to it than that, because there's a people today. Amen. And who's going to be chosen out of the world? I believe before you're chosen out from this world and separate from this world. Let me tell you something. There's a people today that were in Christ before the foundations of the earth, the Bible declares. And there's a generation that God has chosen. I said, He chose something in Christ. Amen. And there was something chosen in Christ, and that means there was something in Christ that was not chosen. Come on. Amen. And who's preaching that today? See, all we know about through the tradition of man today is something called salvation. Come on. A common salvation. Amen. To where you know, you slide into glory by the skin of your teeth. You come on. You cross all your teeth, dot all your I's. Come on. Walk right. Talk right. Come on. Talk right. Spit right. Follow all the laws of the
I mean, know what I'm talking about today. But let me tell you something. There's something greater than that. Because God set a mark upon a people called Israel. Come on. And chose that generation and called them out to something. But within that generation, there was a remnant that was there that was chosen. And a voice came unto them that came not unto the house of God. And a spirit as well was given unto a people. Not by their own choosing, baby. Come on. Amen. There's something greater than just sitting on a pew today. And there's something greater than just having your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There's a sonship generation. Oh, that God's going to call for today by His Spirit. And what spirit shall be given? I tell you, there's a spirit that God gives to the Son that He doesn't give to the children. Come on. Let me tell you something. The children are going to be out in outer darkness. They're going to be cast out. Amen. And listen, the children can never receive fully what's been given to the sonship because not everybody was chosen in Christ. They were in Christ, but there's others that were in Christ that were chosen out. And what were they chosen for? They were chosen for a greater walk with God, a greater demonstration, and then the sonship messenger coming that God has always had. Amen. And where's that generation to be found today? Keep those batteries ready. Looks like bringing some reinforcements if you got them. Amen. Because this one, there's a door. Thank you. Yeah, they got a good charge. And how does it help me tonight? But who's preaching that? Amen. All we know about is that we're chosen. Somebody said we're chosen to come out from the world. But why were you chosen to come out from the world? Come on. I believe there's a continuance with your God today for some people. Some people have received that it was a word that called them into common salvation, and it's the word that Paul used today. This one time in the Bible, he talked about a common salvation. Well, there's a common salvation. How many know that there's an uncommon salvation today? Come on. Does that make sense tonight with our finite minds? Does it make sense that it's something? Come on. Does it make sense also that it's something we've chosen? Come on. If we chose something out of this room tonight, amen. If we chose something out of this room tonight, come on. For them to be chosen means that there's something yet remaining. Come on. Now, so there's a greater movement of God's hand today. Come on. How am I getting this tonight? And in the hour, listen, that God gave something to Israel, even in the hour that He sent His Word, and His Word took on and robed itself in the flesh of humanity, there was a word that was given to that generation. Come on. And that word that came to that generation, come on, had power to touch them.
Yes.
Come on. And it was even declared, come on, if you've seen me cast out, come on, Satan, if you've seen me cast down demonic principalities by the power of God, by the failure of God, then know that the kingdom has come nigh unto you.
Yes.
Come on. Let me tell you, there was a people in His day. Come on. Come on. And there's a people in this day that shall be touched by the kingdom of God, but to whom shall that kingdom be given today? And to whom shall receive? Come on. It's many to believe upon Him, the Bible says. Come on. It's many to believe upon him. To them gave He power. But who? And what are we going to believe upon today? Shall we believe only upon that God has given to the mass of His people? How many believe this today? Amen. And come on. If there was a people there in that hour that the Word of God came and that Word had power, come on, to raise dead men. It had, come on, it had power, come on, to heal that generation from their myriad of sicknesses and diseases. It had power to cast down demonic powers, come on, and to show forth something that was upon the people. It had power to break the fishes and the loaves and divide them among the multitude. It had power to touch that generation. But a generation that has only been touched by the Word of God but has not received that Word. Come on. A generation that's only been touched by the hand of His kingdom but has not received His kingdom. The end of that generation that received from His hand and those that received healing and those that partook of the miracle fishes and loaves in the day that the kingdom of God came to be given to the people. Come on. They would not receive the kingdom of God. They turned and walked with Him no more. There's a people today. Come on. That are not being called to receive this greater movement of God's hand, but turn to somebody and say, You just might be the one that has.
That's right.
Come on. I know this is different. But this is not Church 101. It's not Bible School 101. These are the things that separate. Come on. That separate the men from the boys and the children, even more so, from the sons. There's a sonship coming today. And the day that He came, come on.
praise your holy name.
He chose to bring something to the doorstep of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Come on. And he gave it to the multitudes of people, and they received at the hand of that kingdom. But there were others that he passed by a tax collector's table, and he spoke something unto that man, and because that man, come on, how many know I'm talking about? That man named Matthew, who's a publican, a sinner, and a tax collector, baby, come on, and was not involved in anything that had to do with outward holiness, but he was chosen in Christ before the foundation. I said he was chosen. Did he not say, I've chosen 12 of you, and one of you is a devil? He chose them out. And then the day that he came not to work miracles to touch their life, but he had a word that came unto them that drew them out. Come on, they didn't just come out of the world, baby. They came out of the multitudes. Come on. Come on, they didn't just come out of the generation that was around them, but they came out of the generation within the generation, out of the people that were already chosen and called. There were those that God brought them out. He passed by their fishing boat, did he not? And he said unto them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. I've chosen you. Come on. Come on. What was there in Christ, and what was chosen in Christ? And what did they fish for? They fished for men, baby. And where did they fish? They didn't go down to Egypt. Come on. They didn't go down to the doorstep of Samaria. They didn't go. China was a great nation in the face of the earth. And God didn't send that word to that nation called China. He sent them to the doorstep of Israel. Come on. As fishers of men. Come on. Because God had something he was trying to draw out in that hour. Amen. But there was a people, first of all, listen, we're worried about this. Come on. About a great revival today. And I believe there's a revival that we're going to see in this hour. That where the Spirit of God should be poured out. Come on. From the east to the west, from north to the south. And the Spirit of the Lord is going to overflow this earth. I said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the Spirit of God is going to so overflow the earth before this thing rises up. And it's done away with. Come on. It's going to be as the floods in the days of Noah.
Hallelujah.
But before we go, come on. But where's that generation? Come on. What came first? Maybe the fish or the fishermen? Come on. What came first? My God, God's going to raise up something. Call them out. Come on. God knows where the fish are, baby. He knows where they are standing on the street corner tonight. Come on, with a left-hand cigarette. You know what I'm talking about, son. You might have come out of that. Got a bottle of Ripple underneath the... In that paper bag, my guy got a gun tucked down the belt, some of them involved in every kind of perverse lifestyle today. These are the fish. I mean, hear me today. Come on. Come on. But who is it that God's going to raise up today that's going to give them a mandate? Because they're not there to receive the hand of God's movement, but they were chosen, come on, to become the very hand of God, that when he called them out from their fishing boats, the mandate he gave them was to go out and to take that word because they received the kingdom.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you.
I know we're wrestling with religion
tonight. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Now, some of that opposition coming in here, attacking our electrical system, draining the batteries, but we can get this word out.
Yes.
How many, does that make sense?
Yeah.
If there was something that was chosen, come on, to use the word chosen, it means it has to be brought out from something and there's yet a remainder.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Amen. And all that religion can do, baby, come on.
Right.
Religion was made for the fish, but there's a word of God that's going to come unto people today, and just like he drew them out on their fish, why did he go to fishermen? Oh, you better help me tonight. Why did he say the kingdom of God is like a great net that a man casteth into the sea and straightway when he draws it forth? Come on, he divides that out. Come on, both good and evil. All we can understand today is that there's going to be a great day. Come on. So where the good's going to, all we can see is a one-time event. But let me tell you, God's always casting his net. And there's some people that when God draws them in, come on, because they've been through enough, come on, they have been humbled to the point that they're good fish, baby. I say, God's made a servant at his table. It's something that's got substance to it. But there's the other generation that needed to go right back into the sea of humanity and go through a little more trial and a little tribulation. But the time is going to come that God's going to cast his net into that same soup. And they'll be ready for God's kingdom.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah. And how with and what is God? If God was to cause revival to come into this nation, my God, where would the people go but back into, come on, where would they be inducted into, most of them, but what God brought you out of, which was tradition, come on, and processes that happened. had no power.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on. And rituals of things,
yeah,
to where men are more apt to follow after the commandments of men today and the traditions of men and forsake the very commandments of God's real spirit today.
Yeah.
Amen. Where are they going to go? What's going to happen to the, you know, what's going to happen to those that are involved in drug addicts? Come on. Addiction of drugs today. Amen. Even if they do get saved, even if they get delivered. Come on. Even if God works a miracle. My God, they might be better off in drugs than religion today.
Yes.
Because the hardest,
yes,
person to reach was,
yes,
that word.
Yes.
Who did he have trouble,
yes,
with in his day? Why did he go among the publicans and the,
yes,
sinners, which were the drug addicts,
yes,
of today? Come on, the perverse ones of today, those that would not, come on, that would not receive an outward code of things.
Yes.
Come on, but he went,
yes,
unto them, come on,
yes,
and many of them he raised up and,
yes,
called, many,
yes,
of them he raised them up and called them out. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on, it could be a different day.
Right.
Amen. There is a word that God has ordained. There's,
yeah,
those that, my God, they've been on milk and they
yeah,
fell on it.
Yeah.
How long have you known some of them?
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen.
You know,
yeah,
some of them. No progression in their life.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
They can't get a real word of God many,
yeah,
times, but yet God has provided manna for them.
Yeah.
I said God has provided for them, and they're walking in the life that God,
yeah,
may have given them.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And too many today are trying to preach to everybody, get this sonship message. Everybody's talking about the kingdom is coming. Come on. But the kingdom, come on, the kingdom never left anyway. The kingdom was always with God's people. I said it was always with God's people. And they didn't understand it the day that Jesus came on the scene. They said, Lord, wilt thou bring again and deliver the kingdom of God in this hour? Come on. He said from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom has suffered by. So the kingdom was already there. And where was it found? In every generation, I don't care how far the people have been removed, or if there was no open vision or no open word of God, there was yet a people there somewhere, baby. In a cave or a mountaintop experience somewhere, there was somebody who was expanding their place with God. Amen. I said there were 430 years from the time that God gave something in the Malachi, but you're going to tell me in the 430 years there was not a voice there speaking to the generation? I'm going to tell you not so. In the day that he came up, there was consecration upon the eighth day, were there not two standing in the temple, that God had spoken something to reveal something to that remnant, even God, even Anna and Simeon. Come on, that he had revealed something to them. Where would the man declare, my eyes have seen the salvation of Israel, when it was a hidden word to the masters of Israel? Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's telling you you're special. Are you telling you you're chosen in Christ? You can't judge by where you are. Come on, because you got to be a, come on, where, come on, where, I said, where does God get his fishermen from? He gets them from the fish.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, where does he draw out his son from? The son must, first of all, the son, though he be heir of all, as long as he's a child, he's got to remain of the tutors and governors and, come on, in the elementary, oh, limitations. Amen, but when he comes to full age, I said, when the fullness of time comes, according to that son is going to receive the inheritance.
Yes.
He's already an inheritor. He's already a joint heir. Come on, baby. But the time's got to come that he comes to full age. Oh, learn to be is even through the things that he must suffer through. Oh, and come to that place to where his life will be marked. And he'll be drawn out from those, come on. Oh, come on, that were born in the same household, but they're not sons. Come on, praise the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All these things you understand because of our Western culture today. You got to understand that in the day that that word was given, it was given to people that were of Eastern descent. And even to this day, there's certain culture, come on, and certain things that a man from the East, from the Orient, will understand today about what we're talking about, that we as Americans just don't get it. Come on, to where today they're having problems. Because in many of those cultures today, they devalue that is born as a woman child. Come on. Amen. Yes, it is. Where right now, you know, they'll deal with them one way. Come on, even to cut that life off. Come on, because the honor was always with the sons. Come on, even in the day, come on, even with God's people, come on, the only way a woman that was with reproach, come on, who had not born, come on, the only way her womb was considered to be open, come on, was with if she gave birth to that was of a male gender. Come on, we don't understand this today. It didn't matter how many, come on, pigtails she had, little pigtails. to cause the body of Christ and the church as well. My God, listen, come on. The Bible says that she who's without a husband has many more children. Now, how is she who has no husband going to have any children at all? She has many more children. But come on. It said, but the time is coming that you're going to travail in birth.
Yes.
Come on, and what are we going to, what's going to be birth today? Tell me, is it that that's after the order of female, or that is after the man child? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on. Come on, where is that man child? See, we've never, we don't understand any of these things because they've been veiled up today. Amen. And there's many belief systems today that say, you know, if a woman, you know, a woman out there, just shut up in church. And if you got something to say, you go home and ask your husband. Isn't that wrong?
Yes.
Isn't that what it said?
Yes.
And another place it said, you know, that a man should have hair like a woman, but we better read on and just stop cutting off God's word. Paul said, we have no such commandment.
Right.
Come on. How can Paul preach that thing? And then tell you, turn around and tell you, in Christ there's neither male nor female.
Right.
See, we're talking about spiritual things today.
Yes, right.
And these are things you'll know if you have been ordained, come on, to come out of this mass of humanity today and be drawn into this place to where the kingdom of God has given unto you, because you're going to begin to witness some things.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to witness some things that somebody said next to you tonight. My angels might just go right over their ears. Come on, because they have been, come on, they've not been given an ear to hear that word. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Come on. Anybody read the book of Revelations? Who rules and reigns? Is it the woman? Come on. What does it say in the book of Revelations? 12th chapter. And the woman gave birth to a man child. Who's the woman? How many understand spiritual things? Anytime you we're not going to go through this tonight. We're going to get this message out. Come on. Where you see a woman, you always see God, come on, speaking of His people.
Yes.
Come on, of His church.
Yes.
Is that not right? What's He coming after? That's male or female. There we go again. No, He's coming after. Come on. He's coming after that bride who is without spot and blemish. That is the church we recognize today. All right? Well, we see in the book of Revelation where something is born. Amen. Listen, God was not so much concerned about what bore that as what was born out from it, because the Bible says that the man child, come on, that was born out from her, that was the thing that the enemy was after. That's the thing that the dragon sought after, not the woman.
Yes.
Come on, I'm talking about the church. He wasn't looking for the mass of God's people. Oh, come on. All that the woman was there for was to birth the man child. Come on, heaven, somebody getting it tonight. Come on. And the woman, the Bible says, she received not that was according to power, nor did she receive a right of rulership. Come on, for her place was not to rule and to reign. Oh, come on. Because the glory of the woman is the man, the Bible declares. Come on, is anybody getting this tonight? Do we talk about spiritual things tonight?
Yes.
And if the woman wants to learn anything, she needs to go to the, she needs to go to that has been gendered unto that is sonship today.
Yes.
Is this okay? And what we got today, and why do we say it? Because we got people today in that same performance that many of our churches today. Come on. We even, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, why did the angel come and say unto John, come on, to one of those churches over there, what did he say? He said unto that church, he said, I have somewhere to get you because you suffer a woman. Come on. You know what I'm talking about. All preachers can see is if a woman puts on makeup, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, got her dress a little bit too short. And there's Jezebel. Well, my God, it was a spirit. And it wasn't a spirit that was...
No, that's right.
That was even doing it even outwardly.
Yeah.
We got to turn this... We got to get this thing out. You got to shout because my music, I think, is what's messing me up. How many get this tonight?
Yes.
He said, I have someone against you because you suffer as Jezebel.
Yes.
Come on, you suffer Jezebel and all her children.
Yes.
Children, not sons. Yes. See, you've got to understand there's a difference even when the Bible speaks about it, because the son, come on,
yes,
that was male. What was it that God was concerned about? Come on, what was it He sent? Somebody tell me. Come on, He so loved the world that He sent His Son.
Right.
Come on, He sent His Son. Yeah. And the Lord said, the firstborn of every male that comes out from the womb of man and beast is mine, said the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
An angel said unto John, it said, place to be in the body of Christ. Come on, that believe, come on, that anybody that was born out of the African descent is out of a cursed generation. Come on. How many know what I'm talking about? Because of what happened to Noah in his tent today. And I've heard preachers stand up and preach that blasphemous thing today. Well, come on, if we're going to come out from the mass of Israel today and we receive a spirit of sonship, we've got to be ready to take on some meat, baby, and leave behind all, come on, this lesser thing and all this milk that's been tossed out of our pulpits on Sunday morning.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Come on. I mean, has never heard anything like this before. Come on. Praise the Lord. How many know that God's got a word today? Come on, that the words that God sends to the, come on, listen, to the sons will not be received by the children today.
Yeah.
We're ready, devil. We got it tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to get this back up again. See, this is why we're being opposed with this message tonight. You don't need another message about faith, 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 just a little bit of faith. You really don't. How long have you been standing in faith?
Amen.
Long time, somebody said.
Right.
And I apologize, this thing keeps going up and down. Don't even know what's wrong with it. Come on, do we need another message today?
No.
Come on, about overcoming depression. To whom are these messages given? And they may serve somebody who's in a lesser walk today. But if you be one of those I'm talking about that's been called into greater things today.
Amen.
Come on. Milk does the body good, babe, does it not?
Yes.
Amen. And what first comes? Meat or the milk?
Yes.
Amen. And you're not going to get some meat without God's milk.
That's right.
Amen. You're not going to come into deep revelation and come into things that we're talking about. Come on. Be blessed to hear these things. And as you, first of all, come on, work in that thing that is lesser. Come on. Come on.
Right.
Not in categorization, but just because of the progression of things.
Yeah.
This is life. Come on. But today, listen. But those that have not yet come to a place where they're ready to receive, come on. Did not Jesus say, I have many things to, come on. Many things to speak up, but you're not ready yet to bear. You may be up. He didn't say you'll never be able to bear them. Come on. We all begin this walk in a simple walk with God. Amen. How many remember the day, you know, when come on. When prayer was just a thing you did, and my hand's up, and you better get your hand up too, before there came a Spirit of God. Come on, to awaken you that, my God, there really is something to this thing. It's not just another religion. Come on, because God progressed you through things. God took you through things and has nursed you off of His Word. Come on, not to forsake that old thing, but to bring you into maturity of things. Because unless, come on, because the milk does the body good. I'm talking about the body of Christ today. Let them remain in their milk today. Come on. Let them remain there and let them walk in whatsoever light it is that they've been given. Because I'm going to tell you that in the day that Jesus came, that there was a people there, come on, to whom God blinded the people.
Yes.
Come on. He caused their ears to be, I said, God, all we know about God is He opened blind eyes, but He also blinded a few folk in that day.
Yes.
Come on. He didn't just come to open the ears. Come on, even the Bible declares if they don't see, it's because. Come on. And where did God blind the people? Because they were not called. Come on. That generation was not called into that greater thing. Come on. Come on. So they were blind to it. In what way? All you got to do is preach something today and you'll find out who can see. Come on. Amen. And you'll find out who can hear by the look on their faces. Come on. By them checking through their Bibles and make sure it's really in there. Come on. But the sonship are those that the witness of their spirit, whether or not they've ever read it before. Come on, they'll receive something in the spirit. And go home to study, to show themselves, to prove. And it's in that Bible, but they've never read it. Because they are people, come on, that are receiving something. Come on. Not a lesser thing, nor through a lesser form today, nor is God dealing with them only in intellect or in that thing that is according to conscious mind, but He has invested something into them, and this is as the deep, calling to the deep, baby. Come on, everybody got, I'm getting this word tonight. Amen. I said to the people today that they've not been ordained to hear this thing. We don't, you know, everybody's talking today about this river is going to be poured out. Come on, upon all flesh. sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Well, my God, in the day that happens, just know if you've been ordained for ministry, you'll have no ministry. Amen. As far as in this earth realm here, the time ever comes that, you know, according to, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. So where the Spirit of the Lord is pulled out on everybody, and everybody's a prophet,
no.
Then what happens to your ministry? Come on. There's a people today that God has marked them.
Yeah.
I said, if you're a prophet, let be a prophet that God has called you from the foundation of earth, and you were chosen in the day you were in Christ. Come on, in the day you were in Christ, He, come on. I knew thee before I formed thee in thy mother's womb, Jeremiah. I chose thee. I called thee. You were in my Christ. And I chose you to be a prophet. I chose you. The bishop didn't lay hands on you. Nobody prayed for you. Nobody gave you any papers. And you're like a little bit like Paul, that you didn't have no letters of recommendation. I chose you. Oh. And what did he say? And say not that thou art. Oh, say not that thou art a child.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Come on.
God.
I said there was a time that God came unto his people.
Amen. That's right.
Even according to Christ.
Yes.
Come on, there were 30 years before he who had the power to open blind eyes had the demonstration to do it. There were 30 years, come on, before he who had the power to stand at the three-day-old tomb of Lazarus had the power and the demonstration and was able to say, Father, I only speak for their sake because I know.
Yes.
I said he had to come to that place.
Yes.
Come, the Bible declares that he learned obedience.
Amen.
Through what he suffered. But somebody give me a refill.
Yeah. Praise God.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Is this all right tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. These kind of words are going to set you free.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. You're going to hear these words, and it's all right. Because these kind of words you can't jump and shout behind.
Yeah.
And I learned something today. Amen. That for those that are called to sonship today,
yes.
Amen. They're not looking for, come on, a vocal response. And I came out of that thing called Pentecost.
Yes.
And I like to have a little bit of noise, but if you're not shouting tonight, that's all right, because it just may be just bypassing your intellect, and you may just be in shock because you've never heard anything like that. And Jesus even spoke in this day when everybody measures their success as ministers,
yes,
by who's shouting, who's dancing, and how much noise the house is making. Why is it, if that's the measurement of how effective our word is today, why did Jesus say, you watch out for those that as soon as they receive the word, they immediately rise up and rejoice? He said, you keep an eye on them. You're going to see that those people despise their rejoicing. Oh, you watch them long enough because there's no depth in them. Come on. They're going to shout behind the next message. They're going to dance behind the next song. And they've been in the thing. How many of them do we know that have been in the thing for 25 years? Dancing, shouting, singing all the songs about victory. Still got no victory.
That's right.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen.
There may not be anything wrong with them. Some have not been called yet. Come on. I said, how old was Jeremiah? We don't know how old Jeremiah was, but his ministry didn't begin in the day that he cracked the womb open, but he was born in the womb, already having an ordination.
Yeah.
Come on. But he had to live. Even in a mindset, not knowing the movement of his God, and even thought within himself that he was a lesser thing, and God said, you're not this lesser thing. Say not that thou art a child. Well, how old was he? I've heard preachers say, well, he must have been 10, 12. No, let me tell you something. Come on. I said, you can be 90 years old and be a child in God's kingdom, but you may be called for sonship. Come on, and if you're faithful in the little, I said, if you're faithful in that first estate that God has called you into, and allow God to progress you, if you've been ordained for sonship, the time is going to come that God's going to separate you out from the congregation. Go and place something within you. Come on, and cause something to be made manifest as well, because you were chosen to stand in a place. I don't know who's standing in a pulpit today. I don't know who's got the ear of this body of Christ today. I don't know who has influence. I don't care who's on the book cover and whose name is the name on the marquee. Where is that generation and that people that God has chosen that may not even know that they're chosen?
That's right.
That's right. See, this is the best of your mind. Because I know people that were chosen, but for 50 years they lived in something far removed from the Spirit of God. I mean, I know people like that. Come on. People that were, their life was drugs, their life was alcohol, their life was perversiveness, their life was, I hate everything that has to do with your God, and you get all that gospel out of my faith. Amen. But they knew not that they were chosen. They were chosen in Christ. And the time came, when the fullness of time came, God presented Himself into their life. Come on, with or without a church, come on, with or without somebody standing in the gap, because God was standing in the gap, because He had marked that generation for something, come on, that they didn't even know what the end of their way was going to be. And now that individual and that generation has been turned around to become, a tool in the hand of God to go forth and speak His message. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, the church, we're not going to come into maturity until we recognize that not all Israel is Israel today.
That's right.
There's a people today. If we can shout behind that, then that tells me there's a people today that have never darkened the door of our Christian assemblies, that just may have been chosen in Christ.
Yes. That's right.
Come on. Why do we not get this?
Yes.
The church today has become the preeminent thing. Many people worship their assembly today and don't even know it.
That's right.
Many people follow the structure. Come on, they follow the leadership today, but not always following the Spirit of God, because when the Spirit of God gets in your life sometimes, you're going to have to leave the structure. You're going to have to leave the leadership, because you're coming into a greater realm of things, to where you'll need no man to teach you, but the Spirit and the anointing that is within you. I said, it's going to teach you. Come on. Come on. Praise the Lord. We talked about Abraham last week.
Praise
the Lord. Listen, you don't see any notes on all this up here. You want to read my notes? I thank God that there's a word right here in the moment. And I've learned to trust Him that He's got that word. And you can ever just break through and open that door. You come into the kingdom of God abundantly. Man, if nobody's getting this tonight, I'm getting it. Because I don't have a tape that I've ever preached this before. Come on, I'm hearing it as you're hearing it, because it really is. Come on. Come on, take no thought in the hour you come up before the council of men. What you're going to speak, come on, because it's going to be your Father that's speaking in you. And He's going to give you those words. It really is. That's really the truth. Come on, without a Bible, you are instant in season and season. But come on, in season or out season, because you were chosen in Christ. And there's something that God has put inside of you. That once He can move the layers of your consciousness, the layers of personality, the layers of ego, all these things that you identify yourself by. When you look in the mirror, I'm white, I'm black. Come on, I'm Hispanic. I'm 45, I'm 92. Come on, I was I'm Pennsylvania Dutch. I said all these layers and get to the identity of Christ. Because you were in Christ. If you were in Christ, then what is your true identity? I love this word. Thank you, Jesus. And then the day God called Abraham out, my God, how old was the man? And let me tell you something. We're talking today. Come on. Amen.